You're listening to the Social Selling Simplified Podcast. Stick around if you too are obsessed with learning things that actually work and believe that success leaves clues. We're all about identifying results-producing roadmaps and getting super clear on how to scale and grow your online business. From part-timer to president, social selling expert Ashley Shaw will help you connect the dots and take the guesswork out of what works to grow a social selling empire. It's time to hear from social selling legends, listen in on truthful conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks to reduce the marketing overwhelm so you can build the social selling business of your dreams. If you're ready to go all in, no holding back, and build the business you've always wanted, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, social selling guru, and fitness industry OG, Ashley Shaw.
Welcome to Social Selling Simplified. I'm your host, Ashley Shaw, and today we are going to dive into a topic that comes up again and again and again when it comes to building the business of your dreams and looking around the room to see if you have the support that you should actually be leaning on. So in today's episode, we're going to dive into, are the people in your life holding you back and what to actually do about it? So the thing is, when it comes to building a business, I'd often heard from people that it really comes down to mindset. And I'm going to be really honest, in the beginning stages of building a business, we've been in this for about 15 years now in the online marketing world. In the beginning, I always thought that I was just lacking the tools, lacking the skills, and lacking the resources to really build the business that I had envisioned. And that business was really being able to have the freedom to not work a 9-to-5, for my husband, Bill, and I to be able to travel, and to really just not have to rely on anyone else to sign our paychecks. That was really, I think, what we had envisioned for ourselves. And we had tried tons of different things. You know, we had dealt in scarf rings, which we were making in Vietnam. We had done art and importing it from Vietnam as well. There were all these different things that we had dabbled in. And I think we just thought, okay, we haven't really found the market, or it would last for a certain period of time before someone else would copy us. So we didn't really have a specialized niche that differentiated us from everyone else. And I think there's a lot of fitness coaches out there that maybe can relate, because at the end of the day, your product is actually you. It's not the shakes or the workouts or whatever it is you sell. It really is you. You are the product. You are the differentiating factor. But in all these different business adventures, I think what just kept coming back is that what we were doing was not sustainable. And it was difficult to see at the time, because as I think we all know, it's so much easier to connect the dots looking backwards than it is to look at them and try to connect them moving forwards. But really what consistently got in the way was definitely the mindset and knowing that what we were doing was possible. And so at this time, this would have been about 13 years ago, we had decided to move to Vietnam to sell all our possessions, to rent out our house, to quit our jobs, and to move across the world. And there were a lot of people that thought we were crazy. And there were a lot of people in our corner too that supported us. And that, I think, is what really gave us the freedom to go. We had a really good family friend that was in Vietnam at the time, and he was working part-time in Canada, part-time in Vietnam. My dad is the one that introduced us to him. So we had the framework that, you know, the most important people around us did believe in what we were doing, and they were making the connections for us. So that is where we sort of got started on our journey. But there was definitely something missing between what we ultimately have been able to achieve now and why we were continuing to struggle. So I'm going to get back to this in a second. So before we go any further, there are a couple of questions. If you feel like you're listening to this story and one of two things is happening, either one, you are recognizing that, yeah, like when I try to, when I tell people what I want to do and when I want to try things, I get a lot of support and people are always in my corner and I always feel like there's, you know, not a lot of resistance. Or you could be on the other side that maybe you've had ideas in the past, you've had things you want to try, but the people around you, the people in your life are like, oh, that won't work. Or do you really think that's safe? Or, you know, do you really think that you're going to be able to quit your job? Like, that's a scam, right? So, or you might be in the middle where you have some people that are like, yeah, definitely go for it. And you have other people that are like, no, that seems crazy. Don't do that. So we have a set of circumstances and people that surround us that either push us towards our goals or hold us back. And it's not out of anything intentional. Here's the thing that we have to remember is that when it comes to those that we love, they want the best for us. That is in 99% of circumstances, that is the case. But the problem is that as human beings, we are designed to keep each other safe. And what safety looks like is doing the same things where we know the end result, where we're never going to get hurt. So if there is a chance that you can fail at something, or that you may not be successful, or that it just might not work in someone's eyes, if they love you, they are going to express those feelings, unless they are somebody that knows that those things are possible and that it's not a risk and you will be safe doing them. So I think that's the first thing to point out about this, is that the people in your life that might be holding you back, they still love you. They're trying to keep you safe. And things that are unknown are dangerous. And that is how our body responds. And when you look at the way that we have developed in evolution, we have always had to keep ourselves safe, right? So that fight or flight response and that safety net that we want to create for our families is a very natural thing. But it doesn't mean that our minds were designed to help us excel in business. Because when it comes to building a new business and starting, you know, a new frontier, it requires risk. It requires doing some things differently. If you want something that you've never gotten before, you have to be willing to do some things differently. And that puts us into a state of the unknown. So not only do you have the most influential people around you, either supporting that or not, you then have those internal voices that are also trying to keep you safe. So as you can see, you're sort of battling multiple things along the way. And that's why entrepreneurship is not easy. It is a constant battle of managing your own voices and thoughts and managing the voices and thoughts of others. Now, if we're to look at ourselves for a second, and we may know that risk and challenge is part of it and part of the journey, but what happens is we download everything from our caretakers and our parents, right? Some of those things are good and some of those things do not serve our purposes. And what I mean by that is maybe you were someone when you were a kid growing up that your parents were always talking about money and how there's never enough, or that, you know, rich people were not good people and that you need to watch for them. We download that and those thoughts that have come up, and usually there's about 2 to 3 of them that we really hang on to. And when we're adults, what happens is we still operate with those thought patterns and beliefs unless we challenge them and unless we recognize them. So if you're somebody that grew up with that thought that there's never enough money, that is going to be running in autopilot in the back of your brain at all times. So what that means is that if you think of your brain like a computer, it's just running on autopilot without you thinking. Whenever you go to do something, if that thought is running in the back of your mind that there'll never be enough, you're always going to be in a state of scarcity. Like you're always going to be worried that there's not enough or that it won't last. And what happens is you're going to start operating in your business in that same way. You're going to be operating under scarcity and fear, and all of your actions will line up towards that because that is what you are projecting. So this leaves us in a position that we have to be very intentional about understanding when people in our lives that we love make comments about our business or what we're doing, that they're doing it out of love, not because they know. So there is a big difference, right? You can love someone and be trying to give them the best advice that you might want for yourself, but you don't actually know what they need to do to be successful. So we're balancing that on one hand. The other thing we're balancing is our own mindset and what we've learned as children and how we've moved through that or negotiated that. And the other thing can happen too, if you have a parent that was always like, you know, making money is easy, it's not hard to do, then that is going to be running in your operating system as well and make a lot of this easy without trying, right? If that is one of the things that you've picked up. So it's not that we can't change the dialogue here, but we need to be thoughtful about the thoughts we choose to believe. Because what is running around in our brains, it's mostly beliefs, right? It's not necessarily the truth. But we take things that we see, we run it through our autopilot brain, and we decide, oh yeah, that's a truth. No, making money is really hard. Or we run it through that filter and we're like, no, making money is really easy. So all of the truths, all the things that we believe is really a product of that filter that we were given as children. So some of the questions that you're going to want to ask yourself, because there's going to be a piece that is, okay, I need to focus in on the people that I'm taking advice from, and I need to focus on myself too. These two things have to go hand in hand when it comes to your mindset and priming yourself for that next stage of business or wherever you want to go. So when you think about the people in your life, these are the three questions I would encourage you to think about to really suss out. Is their advice something that you want to take as truth, or are you going to take it with a grain of salt and understand that they have your best intentions at heart, but they may not know exactly how to give you advice without just trying to keep you safe? So the first thing is, do they have the same goals? This is really important to consider. When I think about someone like my dad, for example, my dad has always been somebody that has believed in financial freedom and never having a 9-to-5 job. So when it comes to my dad's advice and being able to look at advice he gives us about real estate and houses and different things like that, that's always how he's been able to make a living. So it aligns, his goals and our goals align. So taking his advice on those things completely makes sense. Now, maybe you have someone in your life that doesn't have that same experience. They've always, you know, maybe they've always worked for a corporation, they have a pension, they've never done anything on their own. Their safety zone is going to be sticking with working for someone else. That's just where their safety net is going to be. So they're probably always going to push you that way. So it's important to understand if those goals align with your goals. The next question is, do they have the same values? So one thing that is really important to Bill and I is freedom, the time freedom piece. Whenever I was working for corporate, I found it really challenging to be able to travel and do the things that we wanted to do. I remember so vividly, Bill's uncle had passed away and we were all really close and it was very sudden and I wanted to come home and come to the funeral. And I remember my boss at the time was like, yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. And I got so much pushback and I just thought, this does not align with my values at all. You know, like not being able to be there when I feel like I want to be there, my family needs me. And it was something that just left me feeling like the values weren't aligned. So sometimes you're going to come across people that do not have those same values as you. Maybe they don't really value flexibility and freedom, and maybe they more so value like security and, you know, having every debt paid off, or maybe they really value, you know, family and being at home all the time and not traveling. So whoever you are deciding to open up your ears and consciousness to, you want to make sure that you share those same values, because if you don't, then you're going to be taking advice from somebody that ultimately you wouldn't want the same things in life anyway. So their roadmap to success is just not going to be the same as yours. So that's another important consideration to have. The third thing to think about is, have they achieved what you want to achieve? So if you're someone out there that is like, I want to make six figures online and not have to go to work and not depend on someone else, is the person that you are taking advice from in a position like that exact position that you're looking for to give you advice? Because I can guarantee you, any time that I have taken advice from a coach that I have hired, because they are where I want to get to, I have gotten there a million times faster. And when I say a million times faster, I really mean like it's taken me a year. Usually it's about a year on average. If I set a goal, I hire a coach that has done what I want to do, that is how long it takes me to get there. Now, the story would be very different if this person was not somebody that had gotten there. Like, they wouldn't know the roadmap to get me there. So why would I think that their advice would be something that I should hold on to get me there, right? So these are some really important questions to consider and to think about, because I think ultimately it really helps decipher the people in your life are either pushing you towards their goals, your goals, or they're detracting you, and not on purpose, but it happens because they just don't have the same DNA that you ultimately need in order to get to your goals. So it's really important. Now, if we look on the other side of this, there's obviously like you become the average of the people that you spend the most time with, right? So it's sort of this thing of like, you want to spend time with your family, of course. It's really important to notice though, when, if those beliefs are very different, if it starts to impact you, because it can very easily, right? The more that you talk to people in your life, the more that you start to believe what they believe. So it's important that you protect your most important asset, which is your mindset, right? So then if we look on the other side of this, how do you know where to start when it comes to your mindset and how to start making these tweaks? If you've started to notice like, yeah, maybe I don't have the best surrounding group of people that I can bounce things off of. It just seems like our thoughts and our beliefs and our values are maybe not in line. So what I've actually done is put together a 3-day mini training, and it is in email format. So you're going to get 3 different emails in this training. One is going to be focused on what's called a thought download. So this comes from a couple of different life coaches and business coaches that I follow, Chris Plackey, as well as Brooke Castillo. They talk about the thought download. And what this tool is it's a way to get really conscious about those limiting beliefs and thoughts that might be programmed into your mind. Because if you don't get a handle of those are going to consistently disrupt you from the progress that you want to make. We all have them. And what happens is you'll get to a certain point in your business where you like just feel like you can't get to the next level, and you'll just like stay stuck until you're able to remove that limiting belief and get to that next level. So that's why the thought download is going to be a really important piece of this puzzle. The second thing is meditation. So the reason meditation is so important is that it helps prime your brain for where you want to go. And what I love about meditation is that the more that you practice, the more that you have to figure out which meditations are right for you. I'm a big fan of Joe Dispenza. And one of the reasons being is that I've gotten to a point, and these meditations are longer. I started with short stuff, 5 or 10 minutes, which you got to start wherever you have time. That totally makes sense. You got to just start where you're at. But once I started doing these longer meditations, it's like your body goes into this state of almost sleep, and you start like visualizing these like crazy things that you want in your life. And I had this one visualization. It was November of 2019. And I had this visualization of my husband and I holding on to the hands of, which I wasn't sure if it was our son or daughter. And we had been having some struggles with genetics in trying to have a baby. And it was like at that moment, I knew that it was going to happen for us and that we were going to have a child. And it's crazy because it was like about 6 weeks later, I found out I was pregnant. And I am currently now 29 weeks pregnant with our first baby. So that experience in itself, when it comes to meditation, it just really solidified for me that piece of the puzzle of being able to deeply visualize what you want. It makes you so confident in being able to go after what it is you truly do want. And I have one other example. Now, this is a bit different because it was a dream I had, but I woke up in the middle of the night, and this would have been 2.5 years ago now, but same idea with this brain priming, where I had this vision of starting something called the Fitness Leader Institute. And I just woke up with that name on my mind. And it was this visualization of having all the fitness leaders I knew in the industry come together and really teach what they felt was so important to understand, because I always worked with so many wonderful people in the fitness industry, and I really felt like the best people came from learning and development. Like, they were my people. I just loved what they had to offer and how great it always made me feel to teach others. So I woke up from this dream, and it was so clear. I had no questions at that point about what I needed to do. And that would have been the time that I started working on the Fitness Leader Institute. And here we are 3 years later. And it's hard to explain, like, having that much clarity, which translated into that much motivation, having no doubt like whatsoever. I woke up with 100% certainty that I knew what to do, and then how it's transformed into what it is today, where I help over 26,000 coaches a month. And it's part of what I just absolutely love to do and can't imagine doing anything else. So that is the sort of clarity that I have found meditation and visualizing. It just, like, to sum it up, it just makes you really start to understand how it's going to feel when you get there. And then you start feeling like, I'm already there. I can feel those emotions that I want to feel, and I'm already there. And if I remember correctly, I was doing the Tony Robbins. He has this like daily priming activity, and it is about 20 minutes long. And so there's a section on gratitude, there's a section on visualization, there's a section on moving and breathing. And I remember I was walking the hills of Victoria, BC, and just every morning I was starting my day with this. So all of that priming really was an important piece in getting my mindset to the place that I 100% knew the direction that I wanted to go. And then lastly, there are many podcasts and books out there and tons of resources. But the most important thing is to actually make it a habit so that you are consistently bringing your brain to that place. And the best book I've read on this is called Money Flows to Me Easily. Or sorry, Dollars Flow to Me Easily. And what it's about, like the concept is actually really simple. But after I read the book, I was like, oh my gosh, this just makes so much things so much more clear. So the idea is if you think something is easy, it will be easy. If you think something is hard, it's hard. And it's easy to catch yourself like many times being like, oh my gosh, this workout is so hard, or whatever it is that you're tackling, right? Eating right is so hard. Or we hear clients say that or things like that, right? But if they believe that, it will be. And if you think it's easy, it will be. So that's one of the most important life-changing books that I read. And there's a bunch of other ones that I would recommend as well as some podcasts. So what I would love for you guys to do is if this is a topic you're really interested in, which you really should be, if you have gotten to a plateau in your business, or if you are scared, you might be scared of success, you might be scared of failure, you might be afraid of rejection, or you might be afraid of what your family's going to think, this 3-day email series is definitely for you. So you're going to be able to grab a copy at ashleyshaw.ca/getconfident. That's ashleyshaw.ca/getconfident. We will also put that in the show notes to make sure that you can get a copy. And there you're going to get the thought download template, you're going to get the meditations, and you're also going to get the resources that I would absolutely recommend. So guys, thank you so much today for taking some time for yourself to really focus in and start to listen to what you need. I think, you know, we've got to trust that we know best. If we can quiet our minds and start to silence all the other voices and really listen in, we do know what is best for us. And that's where making the time and space to listen and to get aligned with where you need to go from here is going to pay off so, so very much in your business. So guys, thank you so much for listening today. We'll see you next time on the other side of Social Selling Simplified. Starting a business isn't easy, and continuing on that path to building a business can feel really trying at times, especially if confidence or the fear of rejection or being scared of what others may think, or maybe you've had your fair share of no's or people telling you what you're doing might be a scam. If you have experienced any of those things, then you are definitely an entrepreneur. And one of the things that I've learned about entrepreneurship is that my level of confidence is directly related to how far I've been able to go in my business and the goals that I've been able to achieve. And so I put together a 3-day mini series, How to Get Confident in 3 Days. It's a free 3-day series that's going to run you through the main tools that I have found, to be so helpful in growing my business. I'd love for you to get your copy by going to ashleyshaw.ca/getconfident. That's ashleyshaw.ca/getconfident, and you will get 3 days of how to get confident and what tools you need to feel like your best self in your business. We'll see you next time on Social Selling Simplified.